All right, what about the one that's black and white and smells bad?
Oh yeah, we got
them. The polecat, we got them.
Okay, and what do you call a little creature about, oh, so big that hops along and goes grump, grump, grump?
Frog.
Yeah, we got a few of them.
What would you call it? I want you to say it
for me. Well, most of them that holler like that, they call them a bullfrog.
Okay. And the smaller ones?
Toad frog.
Okay.
Toady frog.
Do you say toad or toady?
Mostly always just say, look at that young'un, that's a toad frog.
Okay. What do you call the same little creature if it lives up in a tree, a little small one? Do y'all have them around here? A frog that might live in a tree?
No,
little
not
peep,
that
peep,
no.
Peep. No, okay.
Green
what
frog.
You, green
spring
frog.
We call them little rain frogs.
Okay.
Yeah, rain
frogs. You don't remember calling them, Mr.?
I never did call them, but I've heard of quonk, quonk.
Yeah.
The rain frog.
All right. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Earthworm.
Okay. What about some kind of larger ones? We got any larger ones that you use for bait around here?
No. Pitanga worms, but we ain't got none of them.
What?
Pitanga worms.
Pitanga worms, but we don't have none of them, yeah.
Okay. What do you call that insect that sends light off and on in the summer? You can see
a lightning bug.
Okay. And
he's the lightest bug deer in the world.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy sorts of wings that fly over ponds and lakes? You know, talking about a little thing.
Skeeter hawks.
Skeeter hawk dragonfly. What do you call them?
Skeeter hawks, ain't it?
Yeah. That's what you call them down
there? Yeah, skeeter hawks.
You know what we called them up my home?
Uh-uh.
We called them snake doctors. That's right, in Kentucky, they're snake doctors. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Dirt dauber.
Okay. What do you call those peanut... Well, I did that real well. What do you call those nuts that ripen underground and you dig them?
I call them peanuts.
Okay, and any other words for them?
Well,
goobers.
Goobers, yeah. Some folks say, some ask you about how'd your goobers do.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, for example, they both have, oh, very high forehead, or they both have a big nose, you might say, that boy, what his father?
That boy, you're like his daddy.
Okay. And what would you say if his behavior is like his father? Maybe both of them have a bad temper, or both of them are very quiet. How would you say that?
Well, it's still say it. Would say you'd probably say that boy sure got a temper like that.
Okay.
Either way you'd take it.
Okay.
Good or rough.
Sure. Okay, what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse? But it used to be that instead of going to the hospital and so forth, this woman would come to the home. What do you call her?
A midwife.
Okay, ever heard her called anything else?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What about if a city person comes out to the country, and what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Old countryman.
Okay.
Country hick.
What?
Country hick.